I'm not going to go into the background on the story about the theft of the 80 million records that were taken from Anthem Incorporated, the second largest health provider in the United States. That's a big story in itself. And by the way, if you go to internetadvisor.net, you'll see that you can click on the Bloomberg story about that hack, and they have a lot of information there about the China. It's alleged, at least, that there were Chinese state-sponsored agents who did this, but they got 80 million. And Ed, I think you were saying before, this isn't just like, or maybe Gary was saying, it's not just a credit card number.
Right. That they can reissue.
Yeah, that they can reissue. They're getting your Social Security number information and also a lot of health-related information as well, which is a very, very big deal. That has happened. What I'd like to do with this segment of the program right now, because I think it's probably for us who are listening to it here in Michigan, a much more important thing is, how does this affect us here? And I thought initially, oh, that's Anthem. That's not Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm a Blue Cross Blue Shield member.
Right.
Until I saw the logo that said Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield. And suddenly, I got some chills. And with me to talk about that connection is Emily Lawler. She's a writer for MLive.com, and she has a great article that she's put out. We've connected to that, and that is the connection between this theft of 80 million records and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Emily, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on here. First of all, how did you find out about this link between Anthem and Blue Cross Blue Shield?
So obviously, when I heard about the national hack, this is the largest breach of a health company's data ever in the United States. So I wanted to know if there was a Michigan connection. The answer is kind of, and we're not sure to what extent.
Yeah.
The good news is that in 14 states, Anthem is the licensee for the Blue Cross Blue Shield. Michigan is not one of those states.
Right.
But there are some potential areas where Michigan's Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan data could have ended up in the Anthem system.
Yep. Well, Emily, I in one of my previous companies, my insurer was Anthem. And I lived here in Michigan.
Right.
And that's the point I was going to bring up, is that if your company's world headquarters is in a different state, like Texas, and then that would be the case.
That's right.
That could be, and it also works the other way around. Some large Michigan-based companies have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan cards that they issue all their employees, but their employees may live in a state where Anthem kind of, the affiliation kicks in, and Anthem would actually be handling their claim.
So there is a possibility that there is are much deeper connections to that batch of stolen records.
Right. Well, there's lots of people here in Michigan, I believe. Certainly, I know of, at least a couple thousand that that do have Anthem directly. Right.
So. Right. Right.
And
so
probably more
that
than
potential,
that.
I did talk with the state's Department of Insurance and Financial Services, and they're monitoring the situation, but nobody really has an idea yet as to how many Michiganders might be affected. There is not a number out there.
Right. Emily, what are ways that we might know that suddenly that we have been swept up in this thing?
Well, there are reports that some phishing emails and connections have gone out to people whose data was targeted, or possibly these fishers are just looking for potential Anthem customers. That could be a thing, but Anthem has set up a toll-free hotline and also a website if you think you may have been caught up. So the website is anthemfacts.com.
Anthem, what was that? Anthem?
Anthem Facts.
Facts, as in?
Yep.
F-A-C-T-S, right?
Indeed. Okay, and on that website, they have some really helpful information, along with a toll-free number that you can call to talk about it if you think that you may have been caught up in this hack.
Okay, I'll make sure that we put that on our website.
Yeah, because I know that I was an Anthem subscriber because of one of the companies I used to work for based in, I was mistaken, it wasn't Plano, it was California, and in Silicon Valley, as a matter of fact, is the world headquarters.
Yep. California is one of the 14 states nationally where Anthem Max is.
And so if I wasn't employed by them for the last 3 years, I'm wondering if those records would still have been on the Anthem server.
It's hard to tell, but it does look like there's some retroactiveness involved to this hack. you know, they did say that of the 80 million records stolen, they know that there are some current and former employees and possibly current and former customers as well.
Jamie, are you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's for the average person at home that's listening and thinking, well, I wonder how does that affect me? I mean, right. We know China doesn't care if you have a bum hip. I mean, this is where it all starts. They want to know your phone number, your address, your Social Security, because those are where those phishing phone calls come in. Hey, you have a virus on your computer, so-and-so, and we know a lot about you. And that's where they get that information from.
There's the one thing that you can't change. If you have to, you can change your phone number. Yeah. Nobody likes to, but you can, right? You can certainly change your credit card,
true.
And we've all done that.
Go ahead, Emily.
You'll have a harder time changing things like your Social Security number, which is some of the data that's been compromised.
Right, right. Emily, I want to thank you for the article, and thanks so much for linking to us. Folks, we have a link to Emily's article, and then I will be adding also that anthemfacts.com, which you can go to and get more information to help you dig in and see if you are one of the people who were caught in that. The best thing, and we'll talk about this a little bit when we come back, is don't get caught by the phishing attacks. Emily, thanks again for being with us.
And thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Emily Lawler from MLive.com.